Blog Talk Radio.
But I mean, if you got to talk.
Auntie Carrie, are you there?
Yes,
Okay, you can go ahead and do Ruth 2 while we'll wait.
Oh, okay.
Ruth 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, "Let me now go to the field, and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace." And she said unto her, "Go, my daughter." And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless thee." Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, "Whose damsel is this?" And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, "It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." And she said, "I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came, and hath continued even from the morning until now, and she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, "Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" And Boaz answered and said unto her, "It hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Then she said, "Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens." And Boaz said unto her, "At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth, and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou?" Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie.
Then Naomi, her mother.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So go ahead and do a roll call. And if I miss anyone, just let me know. I have Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And I have Auntie Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Brother Hubert.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Brother Daniel. Am I correct?
Good evening.
And Auntie Carrie. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer, please.
You didn't call Mom and Angela.
Oh, they did? I didn't know. I'm sorry. Okay, so we have Mother May and Angela.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gathering and that you are a loving, gracious God. And thank you that you love, your love is perfect. It never fails, and nothing can separate us from your love. And we pray that our lives would be filled and overflowing with the power of your love so we can make a difference in this world and bring honor to you. And we ask for your help in reminding us the most important things are not what we do. It is not based on our talent or gift, but most significantly, we can do it simply by loving you. Thank you that it is not all up to us, that you have equipped us to face each day with the power of your love. Amen.
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 Okay, the song that I'm sharing tonight, I'm pretty sure Brother Hubert and Auntie Betty is familiar with it. It's by a group, Young Adult Choir, and I came to tell you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, all right, we'll go ahead and get started with our first round, and I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity, not sworn deceitful, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gate, lift him up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalm 24. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Psalm 119, verse 41 through 46, to 48. Wow. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your law. I will always obey your law, forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your presence. I will speak of your statute before kings and will not be put to shame. For I delight in your command because I love them. I lift up my hands to your command, which I love, and I meditate on your decree. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms 119. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in their anger, neither cast me in their displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak, O Lord. Heal me, for my bones are vessel. My soul is also sore vessel, but thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul, or save me for my mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning all the night. I make my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tear. My eyes are consumed because of grief. It waxes out, it waxes old because of my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of gentility, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all thy enemies be ashamed and so vessel. Let them return and be ashamed certainly. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalm 6. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, starting at verse 5. Ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 1 Thessalonians. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Isaiah
44:6-23. True spirituality. We live in a time of struggle and uncertainty in which so many are seeking somebody or something for direction, succor, and comfort. In order to find other made of satisfaction and meaning, many people turn to idols. According to the word, an idol is anything that we put between our soul and God. Anything to which we give our time dedicated and energy can become an idol. Anything that we allow to replace our personal relationship with God can become an idol. Yet idols are helpless and powerless to do anything for us. Some seek their direction from the meter, start of music, and movie. Some look to politics as a way to comfort their future. Others imagine that possession more things on earth will make them satisfied. Others look to food or alcohol to satisfy the deep hunger in their soul. Still others look to their career to satisfy their need for stature and self-worth. Any of these things that we depend upon for our satisfaction or meaning or fulfillment amount to idolatry. Isaiah delivered to us God's message about his rightful place as the only true God. Like Isaiah, we needed to acknowledge that there is no other help or refuge, there is no one, no other rock. I know not one. Isaiah 44:8 said, and as God witness, we need to show that our God is gracious and kind, that he loves peace, that he owns everything, that he hear and answer prayer, that he has no prejudice, and that he is the only source of life, a light and life. I am the first and the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother, out of Isaiah. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello to everybody, and I'm going to listen tonight.
Amen. 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 Good evening to you as well.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will come from Colossians 3. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, affectionate, evil concupiscences, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience? In which are ye shall walk sometime when you live in them. But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. let not one another see that you have put off the old man, which is his deed, and you have put on a new man, which is renewing the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, born or free, but Christ is all and in all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I take care of the Colossians. Next I have Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of John 8, 31 through 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. These two verses is about truth. When we know the truth, we know that the spirit of truth should lead us into all truth. And with this truth, it allows us to grow and increase in the knowledge of Jesus. For Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the life. When we know the truth, we will know more of Jesus and the fullness of his grace. Once we get to know Jesus, the truth will set us free from any kind of bondage. And I'm talking about bondages such as money, which is our finances, our relationship, generational curses, our fears, as equally important, our health, especially as it relates to COVID-19, and death is one of them, our fears. But you name it. Just think about the meaning of bondage. It is to be captive, imprisoned, or restrained from something. And I got a little quote here. The circumstances and events that we see as setbacks are oftentimes the very things that launch us into periods of intense spiritual growth. And that was by Charles Stanley. So in the spirit, bondages can keep us from being who God wants us to be. So everyone should want to be free from any type of bondage. All the reasons why we should be committed to learning more about the gospel. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing out of John, Angela. Okay. We have reached the part for the sick and shut in. And is there anyone we need to add a take away from our list? Praise God. That's a good sign. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Heavenly Father, your love is as wide as the ocean, as deep as the sea, and as tall as the heavens. May your spirit rise like a mighty wave and come and restore all those who are ill, especially for Auntie Wallee, Uncle Willie Williams, the Howards family, the Mitchell family, Kamisha, Sylvia and family, Sister Shirley and family, Jackie Johnson, Daniel, Brian, Loretta, Trey, Joseph, and for anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you cover them in the precious blood of Jesus, both inside and out. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays, week of January 31st through February 6th.
I have two, I have three, Ruth, Tia, and Gil. I mean, Ruth and Tia on the third and Gil on the fourth.
Amen, amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, we're at the part where we share what's on our heart, whether it be Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Auntie Dot.
I pay.
Okay. Let's see here. Sister Shirley.
I pay.
Okay. Hubert.
I pay.
Okay, Mother May, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay, Sister Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just have a poem. The title of it is called One Tear. A tear ran from God's eye to touch the barren ground, as report to you and I that his love abundantly abounds. In his realm of hope and massive scope, expressed as is the ocean, shed as one tear that made it clear the depth of God's devotion. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have a praise report in... my grandson, Kamarian, is in the fourth grade this year. He won the Principal Award.
That's the highest award
in the school building.
Amen.
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 Congratulations.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And at this time, I also would like to let everyone know that Black History Month is right around the corner, and just want you to be prepared to share some Black History online next week. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, let's see here. We need to assign parts for next week. I'm looking at Ruth 3. Do I have any takers? Or
Karen gonna do with that video? I don't.
Auntie Carrie?
Yeah.
Would you be able to do the audio?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Amen. Okay. How about the closing prayer? Oh, I skipped the opening prayer. Anyone like to do the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty doing the opening prayer. Praise God. Okay, how about the closing prayer? For some reason or another, I just thought I would hear from Auntie Dot at that time. Only because when I said, who's doing Ruth, she volunteered Auntie Carrie. And when I skipped opening prayer, she was the first to laugh. So I just knew she was going to come out and say, I'll do the closing prayer. But I guess I was wrong. So I'll do the closing prayer for next week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? I'm sorry, is someone speaking?
All right, you had me right, Loretta.
Huh?
You had me for the closing prayer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we leave this call this evening, guide us so that we can reach our destination safely. Ha, 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 to our bedrooms, right? So help us to submit and rely on you alone. Direct our paths and give us the confidence to follow your directions, Father God, and help us to obey everything that you have taught us through each person that has shared appropriately this evening. May we thrive in all areas this week and be firmly rooted in your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Angela. Also would like to thank Auntie Carrie for handling the audio for Ruth. The song I have chosen is Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry.
Break every chain.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Break every chain.
Amen, amen,
amen. Yeah, get your keys ready. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our challenging week. Lord, we need your guidance and wisdom, and bless us with patience. May everyone have a good and safe week. May God bless us all. We love you, and good night.
Love you.
Night.
Good night.
Love you. Good love night. You all.